We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wake up with the Wolf Show's good news story time.
There was almost a school shooting in Oregon in May, but a football coach stopped it. And now the security footage is going viral because of how he did it. So the coach's name is Keenan Lowe. He was a wide receiver at the University of Oregon 2011 to 2014. Now he coaches football and track at Parkrose High School in Portland. Back on May 17th, the student walks in, Angel Diaz. He had a loaded shotgun, and it turns out he's struggling with some mental health issues. He had just had his girlfriend broke up with him, so he was really depressed. And the football coach, Keenan, though, had walked in just before he did. So he sees Angel come in with the shotgun, is able to get him out in the hallway, get the gun away from him, hand it to another teacher, and just kind of like bear hugged him, you know, like wrapped him up in a really tight hug, just for over a minute. Then they ended up sitting in the hallway and talking for 10 minutes until police arrived. I mean, really, yeah, he said, I knew he was having some sort of breakdown, and I just felt a ton of compassion for him in the moment. He pleaded guilty to suffer charges, and he was sentenced to 3 years of probation.
That's a situation that if I was in, you'd be like fight or flight. You know, do you run?
To have those instincts, to be able to know what to do, how to react to that, get the kid out so that all the other students are safe.
And a shotgun is such an intimidating weapon to begin with. It's just a scary thing. And thank goodness that guy was able to have a clear head enough to go, okay, man, I need this. Give me this gun.
Yeah. If you want to see the footage of it happening, you can follow us on Facebook at 93.1 The Wolf.
What is your cheap costume idea? We'd like to know. 680-WOLF, call us. Evidently, Chase isn't going in that direction.
No. Nope.
You got to go with a sheet. A white sheet, cut two holes in it.
You're a ghost.
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Well, let's go with your plan. Explain to us what you're doing.
All right, so went to Universal Studios for the honeymoon about 2 weeks ago. And while I was there, I went to the Harry Potter world. Love it. Great. I had a fantastic time. While I was there, I got said wand. So I have my official Harry Potter wand.
How much did the wand cost you?
$60.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
All right, so you're $60 in on your costume so far.
Correct.
And all you got's a stick.
Yeah. Okay. If you look at it that way, you're right. All I got is a stick.
Okay.
But I said, you know what? I feel like for Halloween this year, I'm already invested in this. I might as well continue on. So Saturday, I ordered the official licensed Universal Harry Potter World Gryffindor house robe, because that's what I got put into, for $125.
Okay, so you're $125.
Plus 100.
What's this house robe look like? Let me Google this. Oh, it's literally just a brown robe. Is this it?
Kinda. Yeah, kinda.
But which one did you get?
It looks like
this one. This one.
Right there. But for an adult.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay. You like so that, but for an adult.
It looks like a graduation outfit. And I'm sorry. So you spent how much on this black robe?
Well, after shipping, $139.
So $139 plus your $60 wand, we're at $199.
Yeah, let's go ahead and say we're at $200.
Let's keep track of every time Chase says, I don't have money, I'm poor, I'm broke.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am poor and broke. Mm-hmm. And I forgot, I bought a $10 matching Gryffindor tie to go with it on Amazon.
We're at $210 already.
Any
special shoes required for this?
No, I'm going to wear my black loafers I got on today. Mm-hmm. I got the black pants already.
What about the hat? Was there any sort of headwear?
There is no hat.
There is no hat.
There is technically a hat they wore in the first episode or first movie, but we're not going with that. The only thing left I have to get is a V-neck sweater that has red and yellow on it, like striped around just this part, the neck.
Oh, you better start looking, because when you start looking for something specific like that.
You're about $250 in. Let's just add another $40 for the sweater for shipping and whatever.
They do have one at Spirit Halloween for $50.
For how much?
$50.
50?
Yeah.
50, not 15.
Five zero.
You're going to get some scratchy ass sweater from Spirit Halloween.
No. I'm not getting that. No, I'm going all out.
he's getting an Armani sweater.
Where are you going for your Halloween party?
I don't think we really have a Halloween
party. Oh, okay. This is just for you. Got it.
So we have one.
Good morning. I was calling about the cheap way to do the Halloween costumes.
We want to know, what's your idea?
Doing a witch, and I'm using one of my old prom dresses from 10 years ago and just throwing over a black cape that maybe cost $10.
Okay. All right.
That works.
Are you going to a Halloween party?
No, just dressing up for trick-or-treaters.
Do you try to scare them, or are you just like the friendly witch?
It depends on their age. If they're little, I'm not going to try and scare them and scar them for life.
All right, what's your name?
Jessica.
Jessica, thank you for checking in this morning.
Bye, Jessica.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Great. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I got the perfect cheap Halloween idea.
Go.
And I actually did this, I think I was in sixth grade. So my dad was a construction worker. Yeah. And so I went dressed as a bum. And I wore my dad's work boots, a pair of his work pants, his shirt and everything. And they put a little bit of makeup on my face and made me look like a bum. Boom. Didn't cost anything, but what's a little bit of makeup cost?
Nice.
Okay. All right.
See, nailed it.
Yeah. I mean, perfect idea. And as a kid, I thought it was a fun idea. And I'm pretty sure my parents was like, you know, we really can't afford to buy a Halloween costume this year because we had just moved to Maryland.
Yeah.
And so we were just like, hey, let's do it. My dad came up with the idea. Boom, there it was. I went trick-or-treating with my friends, and that was it.
It was a win-win.
It was.
All right, thanks for calling.
Uh-huh, bye-bye.
Bye.
You dress all in tan, and then you take eyeliner and black out one of your eyes and put a pea on the front of your shirt and go as a black-eyed pea.
You dress all in tan, and then what?
And then you black one of your eyes out with, like, eyeliner.
Okay.
And put a large letter P on your front on the front of your shirt, and you go as a black-eyed P.
You can do a lot with balloons in Halloween.
Balloons.
A white jogging suit with white balloons pinned to you, a scrubber on your wrist, and a rubber duck on your shoulder. You're taking a bubble bath.
Oh, I like that one.
Bubble bath.
I did that. Also, pin plastic to the front of a jogging suit. And put colored balloons in it. And I wrote Farley's across it because that's my last name. And I was a bag of Farley's jelly beans.
Yeah.
I dig it. You got some good ideas. What's your name?
This is Sandy, your worst nightmare.
That's the spirit.
My girl, thank you for checking in this morning.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Now, where is your favorite Halloween attraction around the area? Haunted house, corn maze, whatever. If you're new to the area, if you've never done it, the big one is the Kersey Valley Maze Adventure.
Yes.
Ooh.
It's in Archdale. Now, I'm going to show you a picture of this, Amy. This is it. Look at the size of this thing.
Dude, people, good Lord.
That's an aerial photograph.
I like that they do different designs with it.
Yeah, that's where Dale goes and gets his victim.
This thing is huge. It's a lot of fun. They got a lot of stuff to do there, but it is by far the best corn maze I've ever seen.
That is one massive corn maze. Do they have people that jump out at you during it or no?
No.
All right, good, because I'm sure a lot of hearts couldn't take that. Like, we're lost.
No, yes. This is kind of give place where you can go get a caramel apple and walk the maze and have a good time.
Oh, nice.
Kind of like a cross between Halloween and a fall festival.
Okay,
very cool. Corn maze is, I mean, it's beautiful from above, the way they do all the designs in it. So if you want to go do something, that Kersey Valley Maze Adventure is great in Archdale. If you know a place that's awesome and you've been, or a place that you've been thinking about going, let us know. We want to know whether it's a corn maze type of thing or whether it's a haunted house. Have you done any of the haunted stuff this year, Chase? Any of it?
No, not this year, no. Ooh. But like I said, on Tweetsy Friday.
And you went to pick pumpkins. You and your wife, Kelsey, went to pick pumpkins yesterday. Do you do a pumpkin carving thing between the two of you?
Yeah, we're going to break those out probably this weekend coming up. I got to figure out what I'm going to do on mine. I don't know.
Do you bake the seeds? Do you roast
seeds?
She does.
Ooh.
I
don't like
delicious.
Them.
I love them.
Kelsey, if you're listening, send some this way.
Yeah,
I don't
like them.
I'll tell you, the best pumpkin carver, one of the best pumpkin carvers I've ever seen is Annie Camp here at the radio station.
Oh, yeah.
She knows how to carve a pumpkin. She ought to give classes.
She should.
That's, and her wedding's this weekend. She said she doesn't think that her and her family are going to have time to do their yearly pumpkin carving contest.
So she's working so much.
Her family's probably going, great, she always wins anyway. Because she does. She
yeah,
always
you're right.
Wins. Hope you enjoyed the Stapleton Show on Saturday night at the Greensboro Coliseum. Good to see everybody out there. And we had a good time out there on Saturday. Weather was just, you know, it was great.
Yeah, we were at Natty Greens before. That was my first time at that that location right across from the Coliseum there. That's a cool spot to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, great place to go right before a show.
Mm-hmm.
Have a couple of drinks and walk on over. It's awesome. Sunny later today. I know it's cloudy now. But we're going to be nice later. The rain moves back in tonight. So yesterday, Chase and the missus, by the way, went out and celebrated their 1 month.
Of course.
Last night. And,
it's been a month already?
Yeah, it has been.
Gosh,
it goes by so fast. And in the course of the evening, they decided to go pumpkin shopping for some, I don't know whether you're going to carve them or they're just going to use
them.
Carve them. Okay, you are going to carve them. And you went shopping at a typical pumpkin patch that a church might have or a civic organization may have. And you also went to a Walmart to look at pumpkins too, right?
Correct.
All right. So you go to the pumpkin patch and the pumpkin you were looking at was how much?
The one I was looking at was $25.
Wait, looking at or bought?
Looking at.
So you were sizing up the right size for what you wanted to do.
Correct.
And the one you found that would have been perfect was $25.
Correct. I went with one that looked like it was one of those little tall ones.
So more oblong.
Yeah.
Got it.
Because I thought about doing a good portrait.
Okay.
Okay. All
so
right.
I had to think of size.
All right. So you shopped there for a while. Now, was this the first stop? Or this
first.
First stop. And you said, ooh, these are kind of pricey. Well, should we go check somewhere else? So what you did?
Yes.
You didn't buy them then?
No, we did not.
Oh, okay.
But we did. Actually, they had little ones over there for like $2, $3. We did buy two of those.
Those last forever, those little guys.
Yeah. And what we're doing is, Dale's going to just cringe when he hears this.
Okay, go ahead.
The two little ones, there's one that's a little bit bigger than the other one. One is for the dog, one is for the cat.
I saw where that was going.
I thought
you were going to use it to announce that you're pregnant.
No, I'm not.
Because we're betting that by this time next year, you're going to be expecting.
Hey, look, I got to go. I've got to go to Cardiff and go to the Doctor Who experience, so that's not going to happen anytime soon.
As right. He starts twisting his wedding ring around his fingers, is that a nervous tick
and
you've developed in the last
start
month?
Sweating. Yeah. And
all right, so you decided not to purchase any of the larger pumpkins at the pumpkin patch.
No.
So then where did you go?
To Wally World.
Which one did you go to?
The one over on South Elm Eugene.
Okay,
In the hood.
Okay, so you went to the Walmart. Mm-hmm. And you said, here's some pumpkins.
Mm-hmm.
These look like something that I could carve something out of.
Correct.
Now, how do they compare on price?
They were the same size.
Okay.
They were, if I'm doing the math, a fourth cheaper.
Oh, wow, a fourth.
Wait, what? How much did they cost at Walmart?
The ones at Walmart were $4.
For the same size?
Yes.
The same one you wanted at the pumpkin patch.
Right. So I just kind of was like, well, I've kind of made my decision.
That's people going to buy, or going to pick apples. Like, I'll spend $25 on a bushel of apples. You can get a bag at Walmart for $3.99.
Yeah, they want the experience of going there. And
they want the pictures. Yeah. It's all designed so that you can post on Instagram, look at what we're doing.
Did you notice we got the pictures?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I saw the pictures last night, and I thought, oh, they're out pumpkin shopping.
So you posted the pictures of where you did not buy the pumpkin.
But you
didn't post it in Walmart next to the big bin?
Yeah.
And the reason was it's so much more picturesque there. Yeah.
Yes.
Going through the register 11 with a carton of cigarettes.
Listen, life, everything in social media life is a lie. Stop comparing yourself to it. It's not even really happening.
No, it's not always a lie. Guess what? I did post the one of me scuba diving with my gut hanging out.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.